Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. Early in the morning, a song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. tribute bring. Ransom, Aaron, restore, forgiving. Who like this, praise shall sing. Praise him, praise the everlasting King. Songs of praise, songs of praise, I will never give you praise. Songs of praise, songs of praise, songs of praise, songs of praise, I will never give to thee. I will never give. Thank you, Orchestra. God bless you. Right there where you are, close your eyes as you sing this song in love. Power must change us in my life. No matter what lies ahead of us, power must change us in my life. No matter what the devil may say, Jesus name. Let your heart connect to him. Sing this song of praises from the bottom of your heart. He has preserved you. He has kept you. And he has brought you here. Show to him that you are grateful by singing this song from your heart.
Jehovah is your name.
Jehovah is your name.
Jehovah is
exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Magnify the Lord with me.
Hallelujah.
Exalt the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name
Sing
of Jesus.
Louder.
Magnify the Lord with me.
Hallelujah.
Exalt the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name
tobi oga ejo mare ga jo aye lo oga oga
oga o o tobi oga ejo mare ga jo aye lo
oga oga
oga o o tobi oga ejo mare ga jo aye lo
ejo mare ga jo aye lo
ejo mare ga jo aye lo
to person now. And as you claim these prophetic declarations to your life, the louder, the more aggressive your voice, the faster it will
go
to you. But if you are not interested in receiving them, you can keep quiet. But I know that you are interested in receiving them. As you are saying amen to these prophetic declarations, there are people here troubled by double personalities. Two spirits are contesting for your destiny. As you are saying your loud amen, the negative ones will have to release you. Instantly. There are people connected to this program. Right now you are walking about, but your spirits are in prison. As you are saying amen to these declarations, those spirits in prison will be released. There are people here too connected to us or listening to us. You have come here with infirmity. All of a sudden, where you are shouting your amen, the owners of the evil load, they will carry their loads. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I decree upon your life, I decree upon your life that any mysterious hole that has swallowed you shall vomit you now in the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus, makatende ya boshende raba. Aha.
Ben.
In the name of Jesus, the association of witchcraft that have gathered together to embarrass you, by the time we shout the last amen here today,
there
shall be disgrace and dismantlement. In the name of Jesus. Makatenda ya boshende raba. In the name of Jesus. You have to shout a sevenfold amen to this next declaration. The powers assigned to torment you shall destroy themselves in the name of
Jesus.
Whether it is convenient for the enemy or not, you shall sing your song and dance your dance. In the name of Jesus, let your amen roar like thunder. Listen, all these satanic prayers, satanic vigil, satanic wishes against your life shall fail in the name of Jesus. They shall fail in the name of Jesus. Listen,
baby.
The Lord,
Oluwa,
shall envelope you this year with the garment of divine acceleration. In the name of Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Now, this next one, a tenfold amen is necessary. Tenfold amen is necessary. Every horn rising up to scatter your elevation shall die. Let there be silence now. Please don't say anything. Don't even say amen. Let there be silence. Father,
Baba,
as many as are here, and their spirits of torment upon their bodies, spirits of stroke, spirit of tumors, spirit of migraines, cataract,
ishuju,
heart failure,
itase okan mimi,
goiters,
gege,
loss of smelling,
ailepo orun kan,
sleeplessness,
ailorunsun,
bone problems,
isoro egungun.
I command those spirits,
o paṣe fun awon emi na,
to depart.
Iwo jade.
Don't say anything.
Emma will go.
For it is written, as soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away. So get out of that body. Get out of the head. Get out of the eyes. Get out of the heart. Get out of the womb. Get out of the legs. In the name of Jesus, And if the enemy has glued you down,
but
arise in the name of Jesus from the dungeon of darkness. Arise in the name of Jesus. All the satanic birds assigned to monitor your life, I break the covenant between you and those birds now. In the name of Jesus. Every hand laid on the brain of anyone here, that evil hand upon the head, catch fire, depart in the name of Jesus. Get us a prayer. Pray this strange prayer. Don't say, well, I don't understand it. You are going to pray like this. Any strange power connected to Olukoya. That's my own surname.
Toso Pomo Akimbo.
Is that your surname we want to deal with now?
Oluko Baba ni ko da o. Iyen la fe doju kon si.
Can you say it again?
E wo be Akimbo.
You have to mention that your surname loud and
clear. O da oluko baba re, oluko idile re.
Can you shout it again? Let me go! In the name of Jesus! Open your mouth and pray! Something is happening! Tampoco Tanika! Remus upon the Kayama shelter! Louder. Released. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord Jesus, Labadura.
Let there be silence now. Yes, it's happening. Yes. See what's happening now, brother. The serpent power of your father's house is coming out. See what's happening to that woman. Be released. You have been released from the covenant. You are formed with that name. Be released in the name of Jesus. Silence. So what is happening?
A water shell.
Yes.
Ben.
I'm going to cancel from here.
Walk out Kade Kjela to be
the negative powers.
I want bad out
of the name of your husband that you are bearing.
The oruko ile oko re to je
that is assigned to trouble that family
ti won yan pe ko yo idile yen lenu
and because you are married to that family you have been trouble
nba to si ti wa se pe yawo wonu ile ohun ti wo wa
I'm going to count seven from here
o ka o ka de keje
and those powers will have no option
awa gbara o won wa ni nkan mi ti
wo but to release this woman
you can of fear won bere won isile
one
edi
two
eji
three
eta
four edi five six seven
eje
enough is enough.
Otoge,
let her go.
Avesile.
Every arrow fired into your legs.
Ugo pa ti won ta sinu ese re.
I command the arrows to go back to the sender's
mouth.
In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Then.
If you cannot use your legs, begin to use it now. Begin to use it now. Yes, begin to use it now. If the heaviness of suffering to your legs, the arrows have gone back to the senders, find a way to the altar. Once you find that the arrows have gone back, you can use your legs. Don't let the devil put it back. Mapota ni kaya bo shende raba. Ribo sependa. Those three people over there, your destiny that is supposed to be in another place, another nation, that has been tied down, receive it back in the name of Jesus. Makatenda ya bo shende raba sota. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Stretch your right hand towards this altar now. Stretch your right hand towards this altar. Yes.
Then,
Father,
Baba,
let the coals of fire of the God of Elijah fall upon these hands now. Let the yoke of the enemy upon this hand be broken to pieces. In the name of Jesus. And as this hand is used, let every yoke of infirmity be broken to pieces. In the name of Jesus. 21 times now. Smite anywhere that you're having trouble. Smite it vigorously. And shout like this. Doctor Jesus.
Jesus only was on.
Repair me.
To me she.
Are you ready?
That is
21 times. Let's go. Do it well.
Show that down.
Amen.
Amen.
Begin to do what you could not do before you got here now. Check your body. If you cannot walk, walk. Check that womb. Check that breath. Check your body. Once you find that the healing power of God has settled upon your life and you have been healed, run quickly to this altar. Don't let the devil put the problems back. Run quickly to the altar here. Don't let the devil put that problem back on you. Silence now again. Yes. Just don't be afraid. The problem is gone. Don't think it will come back. Run quickly to the altar so that the devil will not put it back. Right now, I'm going to pray a prayer. It is a prayer that you should shout 21 amen to. 21 amen to this prayer. It is preventive, it is creative. Please don't joke with this prayer. Father, I thank you. For I know it is in your power to make great or small. You have all the power in your hands. Father, I pray right now at any blockage, anti-prosperity blockage, anti-joy blockage, anti-marriage blockage, anti-progress blockage, troubling anyone or assigned to trouble anyone or that will arise to trouble anyone, I command those blockages in the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, I command the blockages to die.
Silence.
Father, according to the prayer we prayed there this morning, any covenant between anyone and failure at the edge of success, every spirit inside anyone leading to failure at the edge of breakthrough, right there where you are, receive your deliverance now in the name of Jesus. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Silence now. Thank you,
Jesus.
Woman, listen. The enemy that has swallowed the joy in your marriage is buried now. Thank you, Jesus. There are three persons here. This is your first time at Palmer's Changers. But your family, they worship snakes. Therefore, I command in the name which is above all names that your covenant with the serpent of your father's house is broken now in the name of Jesus. Lay your right hand upon your head now. You will now give a command. A serious command. Say, my head. Hear the word of the Lord. Arise and shout. My head, hear the word of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Lord God, like Jesus Christ, the Lord.
Now pick a song of praises.
Have you only you come in?
And begin to sing it to the glory of the name of Jesus.
Let's call for Guru Kolua.
Let's remain standing. Again, pick any song of praises in your mouth and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings. Amen. Father, I'm praying for those who are celebrating their birthday in January. Their wedding anniversary in January. I pray that it shall be well with them. The Almighty will continuously bless you. And your life will be a testimony. And if Jesus starts in his coming, by the same time next year, you'll be a bigger bundle of testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat and take our Bibles. God bless
you.
In Revelation chapter 2,
Iwe fihan orikeji,
verse 14,
Ese ikerin la,
we pick the title of what we're going to pray against before we go away from here. And you will do well to pay very close attention. Because it's an evil well from which men have been drawing water. It's an evil dining table from which many men and women have been eating. It's an evil diet. Men prepared by the enemy that many are feeding upon. It's a satanic vitamin. It's
a
satanic vitamin swallowed by many. An evil tonic that people drink every day. Evil recipe prepared by the enemy. Again, one of the cleverly hidden strategies of darkness to cage men, and this one has been so highly successful. Very successful strategy. In Revelation chapter 2 verse 14, we read, "But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of
Balaam,
who taught Balaam to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication." So is what I'm talking about is eating food sacrificed to idols. When some people read this, they think all it means is that you go to where they are sacrificing meat, whatever, to any idol, and you are eating it in your mouth physically like this. They think that's all.
One day of your daughter, you too much, you pay up Paris, and you are like, you want to do ball. Oh, you don't have a talent, you are Jodisha. Oh, talk one day, one day of baby to Paris.
It's a very poor understanding of the passage.
Oh, yeah, one day, and say, Yokai, Kojile.
I'm going to try and scratch the surface for you a little bit, so you can understand how to pray very soon now. He was blaming them for eating things sacrificed unto idols. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20 to 21. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 20 to 21. So, but I say that the things which Gentiles sacrificed, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. I will not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of the devil. There is a table of God as a table of the devil. When we say idol, what do we mean? An idol is anything you place before or beside God.
So back you abi segbe fun Olorun.
Anything
oko
that you put before
to ba fi saju
or beside God.
Abi to gbe segbe Olorun.
When we say food,
baba so pe oje,
food is nutrition.
Oje ohun to nsara sara lore ni
nourishment.
Imara lokun
a support
atileyin.
A provision.
Ipese.
Any substance used as nourishment or sustenance is called food.
Ohun ta ba ti lo lati le gbe emi ro abi lati sara lo fun ara loko oje lo je.
To feed,
lati jeun,
to eat,
ohun ni lati je kan.
To absorb,
lati gba sinu ara.
To digest,
lati da sinu.
To swallow,
lati gbe mi.
To take in,
lati gba nkan sinu ago ara.
To ingest,
lati fa sinu.
To comply, to agree with.
Lati gba pelu.
This is where people get the misunderstanding.
Biti awon eyan ti nse fun ra won re.
Listen,
egbo mi.
A cow is standing there.
Malu o duro nbe yen.
The cow was alive.
Malu na wa loye.
So they call it cow.
Won se pe ni malu.
After some time,
leyin gba die,
somebody slaughters that cow.
Ede ko pa malu na.
And gets beef out of it.
O si mu eran lati ara re.
Still outside. Now you now take that beef that has come from that cow that you saw before, and you put it in your mouth. Chew it. When you chew it, it goes into your digestive system. Your digestive system will send enzymes, send all kinds of things upon it and break it to pieces. Then your body will now absorb it. Your body will now absorb it. The implication of what I've just told you in simple form is that that cow is already part of you. Because you took it, you ate it, you digested it, your body absorbed it inside. It becomes part of it. It becomes part of you. So part of that car automatically is in your body. That is the concept you should put in your mind now. And once you put it in, you digest it,
toti da,
gets into your body,
to one ara,
it becomes part of you. And this is a very serious implication for anything you put in your mouth that is satanic.
Nipa oko to ba fi senu to je nkan satani.
They killed a bird,
opa eye kan,
sacrifice,
won fi rubo,
and they cooked it.
Won wa se.
They gave it to you. You ate. It gets into your system. Your system digests. And your body absorbs it. That bird that was killed is already part of you. And being part of you, if it has been programmed to trouble your life, there is something like a permanent torment, which only the power of divine deliverance can remove. This is a very serious matter. And I want you to understand what I'm saying now very, very deeply. Very, very deeply. Those women who put male organ in their mouth.
Women.
And you are swallowing semen. The semen enters into your tummy. You digest it. It enters into your body.
So
meaning that you are a cannibal. You are eating human being.
So,
the part of that man is now part of you. This is why so many women are in plenty of trouble. And they don't know how to break free. This is a very serious situation that has troubled so many lives. A lot of people eat what they should not eat. Food that has been bewitched. You enter it into your body. it becomes part of you. It grows with you. Goes about with you. And then it's a serious problem. Sacrifice, eating food, sacrifice to idols. The bottom line is this. To eat something is to incorporate it to your own personality until it becomes part of you. This is why I said we need serious prayers. The devil knows that everybody must eat. And when you want, to target our forefathers in the beginning, he went for food. But now the food is in different level. The first kind of food you feed on, that is food sacrificed to idols, is entertainment. People are entertained by television for hours. Let me tell you the honest, blunt truth now. No believer will ever make a success of Christian race until you spend quality time each day in prayer, in waiting on the Lord, and meditating on scripture. You can't make any way. But if what you are taking in is magazines that speaks rubbish, video film that is talking nonsense, pornography that is polluting your life, to partake in pornography is like you are receiving an injection from hellfire. We drink in all these things. It enters into the body. Few people know that you are actually eating food sacrificed to idols. There are six demon gods on television. Lust, violence, drunkenness, revelry, covetousness, witchcraft, on TV. I didn't say it is wrong to watch TV. Fortunately, all television have on and off. So do you want to grow in grace and grow in the Lord this year? You must stop feeding on entertainment and feed on the word of God. The way you feed on evil things and it becomes part of parcel of you, if you feed on the things of God, it's the same thing, it becomes part and parcel of you. The second thing is partying.
Party.
Abandoning yourself to fun.
Bible
says if you give yourself to pleasure, you are dead while you are yet living. Let me be honest with you now. To love parties is to love food sacrificed to
idols.
That's what you went there to do. Plenty of people eat from such places. They go to parties not knowing that the party was prophetically decreed by Satanists.
So
do party for this girl so that the girl will not die. Cook food. Invite your friends.
Let
them eat. As many as go to that party to eat. They share the death sentence of the celebrant.
Ìdájọ́ ikú tó ń bẹ lórí ẹni tí wọ́n ń ṣe pátí fún, wọ́n á pè é sórí wọn.
So if you pray here today, you lose your voice.
Oba gbadura mi lori to wure ha.
And whatever food you have eaten from the table of the devil comes out.
Oúnjẹ kó oúnjẹ tó jẹ látòrí tábìlì èṣù bá jáde.
Then you have made a good bargain.
Owo to pe o lo se o.
You have made a good bargain.
Owo to pe lo se.
Three.
Ikẹta.
Alcohol.
Ọtí mímu.
Separation from God includes abstinence from alcohol. Separation to God includes abstinence
from
God. All faculties must be in order to resist satanic attacks. Are you here? You are still drinking.
Hey.
I feel sorry for you. I feel so, so sorry for you. There's no way witchcraft will leave you alone. What prayer are you going to pray after you drank beer at night before you pray? He said, I don't drink it, but I serve it to my friend. The Bible says, woe unto him that giveth his neighbors strong drink. Alcohol can even destroy your brain cell. As a Christian, you should never do anything that will define your body.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí Kristẹni, kò yẹ kó o ṣe ohunkóhun tí yóò kó ìdá àdàlù bá àgọ ara rẹ.
Then deliverance ministers will tell you.
Àwọn òjíṣẹ́ ìkírísílẹ̀ á sì sọ fún ọ pé.
That the commonest manifestation of demonic gratification.
Èyí tó wọ́pọ̀ jùlọ nínú ọ̀nà tí ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn fi ń rí ìgbádùn.
Is alcoholic consumption.
Òun ni ọtí mímu.
Oh, when you begin to drink.
O bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí mutí.
The demons go into a party.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí èṣù wọn á bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí tàdíléke.
Because they know that with that you can't resist anything.
Nítorí wọ́n mọ̀ pé nígbà tó ti mutí, o lè tako.
With that they know that every meeting held in the coven, everything they say will come to pass.
Wọ́n mọ̀ pé pẹ̀lú ọtí tó mú yẹn, gbogbo ìpàdé tí wọ́n bá ṣe ní àjọ àjẹ, òótọ́ bá pinnu lórí rẹ yóò ṣe.
Noah became drunk.
Noah mutí.
The result was immorality and trouble.
Ìṣekúṣe àti ìdààmú ló kẹ́yìn rẹ̀.
Lot was so drunk.
Lot mutí débi pé.
He did not know he was sleeping with his daughters.
Kò mọ̀ pé òun ń bá àwọn ọmọ obìnrin méjèèjì sùn.
God commanded his priest not to touch alcohol.
Ọlọ́run pa á láṣẹ pé gbogbo àwọn àlùfáà ò gbọdọ̀ fọwọ́ kan ọtí.
Samson, the Bible was supposed to be Nazareth.
Samson nínú Bíbélì Násírì ló yẹ kó jẹ́ sí Ọlọ́run.
The Bible says strong drinks dey bite like serpent.
Bíbélì wí pé àwọn ọtí líle wọ́n máa bu ní ṣán bí ejò.
And the Bible tells us also.
Bíbélì sì tún sọ fún wa pé.
That kings.
Àwọn ọba.
Prophets.
Àwọn wòlíì.
They should not be drinking.
Wọn ò gbọ́dọ̀ mu ọtí.
So if you have leaders who drink.
O bá ní àwọn adarí tó ń mutí.
That is a problem indeed.
Wàhálà ńlá wà o.
A land is blessed when its leaders do not drink.
Nígbà tí àwọn olórí ìlú tí wọn kì bá mutí, ìlú ọ̀hún yóò jẹ́
ìlú lábòsí. And no drunkard shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Kò sì sí ọ̀mùtí kan tí yóò jogún ìjọba ọ̀run.
Number four.
Ìkẹrin.
Drugs.
Egbògi.
Drugs.
Egbògi.
That some people take.
Tí àwọn ẹlòmíràn mu.
There are things offered to idols.
Ọjẹ́ kan tí wọ́n fi rúkọ sí òrìṣà.
Like alcohol.
Bí ọtí.
It doesn't mean putting all kinds of drugs.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn ló ń mú oríṣiríṣi egbògi.
It makes them feel high.
Tó máa ń jẹ́ kí wọ́n lérò pé wọ́n ju bí wọ́n ti rí lọ.
They are doing permanent injury to their brain.
Wọ́n ń ṣe ọpọlọ wọn ní ìjàmbá tí ò lè yí padà.
It is difficult to picture the Lord Jesus Christ smoking a pipe, smoking cigarettes.
Kò ṣeé ṣe fún wa láti fọ ọkàn wo Jésù Kristì ká wá máa rí bí ẹni tó ń mu sìgá tó ń mu oríṣiríṣi.
Regardless of culture.
Láì nání àṣà.
Demons in charge of these things they derive satisfaction in seeing woman destroying the temple of God.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí ìṣù tó wá ń bí àwọn nǹkan wọ̀nyí inú wọn á máa dùn nígbà tí wọ́n bá rí ọmọ ènìyàn tó ń kó ẹ̀gbin wọ inú tẹ́ḿpìlì Ọlọ́run.
Are you here?
Ṣé o wà bí?
Since smoking and drinking.
oyimuti oyimusiga
pumping nicotine into your body.
Unko nicotine sinu agwara.
Say no, no, I don't smoke, but I use snuff. It's the same thing.
Dara ebiki musiga taba ni mufi. Ah, gogo no.
That one is even worse.
Taba go buruju yelo.
This is going into your system.
Tori on lo tara ni.
This is a very serious matter. Plenty of young people are into all kinds of hard drugs. And they put it to their system. Many men are busy roaming around buying drugs to make them sexually strong. So they swallow it. It enters into their body. And it will end into trouble later. Five. It's inordinate desire for money. Most crime is caused by desire to acquire money. Most wars are fought because of money. The Bible says no man can serve God and money. We are forced to choose between the two. So every inordinate pursuit of money is food sacrificed to
idols.
It is a tragedy to trade the riches of Christ for the plastic trinkets of the world.
Fun awon ohun ijura aye yi ti o wulo.
6.
Ikefa.
Continuous participation in anything that delights demons is food offered to idol.
Kiko pa nigba gbogbo ninu nkan kan to ba tin fi inu ninu fun awon ebe esu. Jije ounje ta fi rugo si orisa ni.
7.
Ikeje.
When you have inordinate love for luxury.
Nigba to ba ni ife kufe fun
food sacrificed to idols. 8. When you can eat anytime, anywhere, anything, you eat food sacrificed to
idols.
9. When you have this inordinate ambition for power and popularity, you can do anything to get it. You are eating food sacrifices.
10.
Gluttony. You are eating food sacrifice to idols.
Ije ajeranju, ije wobia. Oje afirugo si orisa lo nje.
All these things that I've mentioned.
Gbogbo awon kan ti mo daruko wonyi.
There are samples of people who are actually feeding from the table of the devil, although they think they are not.
Apere lo je pe awon eniyan po to jeun latori tabili esu ti won je oje ta afirugo si orisa, sugbon won le ro pe awon oje.
Let me give you a small illustration before we start praying now.
Eje mo yin na pejuwe kan bayi ka to bere si gbadura.
In the occultic world.
Ninu ijoba okoko.
Sometimes they pick sand from where a person has been.
Nigba miran won a lo bu iyepe nibi ti eyan kan ti gba koja.
And they use it to establish wicked contact with that target.
Won wa lo iyepe yi lati fi mu asopo wa laarin iyepe ati eni ti won bu iyepe ese re.
Sometimes they can bewitch somebody's seat.
Nigba miran won le ko ibode ba ijoko eniyan.
And whoever sits there,
eni ba si lo joko le,
will have trouble.
Wala bere.
We've had plenty of cases in deliverance like that.
Opolopo awon eyan be lo ti wa fun to sile.
The bottom line.
Okugundo oro yi ni
pe evil can be transferred by contact.
Nipa asopo won le je ki ibi ko fo moyan.
Just like good too can be transferred.
Gege bi rere na se le fo moyan.
For example,
fun apere,
the apron,
aso inuju,
and handkerchief emanating from Paul,
lati ara Paul,
conveyed something from him
on
wherever that materials come upon.
Sarah and the Kennedy, I show you back on
those cloth, those apron.
I want to show you, I tell you,
they carry the miracle working power, miracle working scent of God.
Oh, did you? Don't share your ti Olorun ko gbe dani.
And so that when they deposit into a life, miracles happen.
Niba ton ba ti fi si odo nikan ise ya na sele.
So by putting that handkerchief on Paul and taking it away and putting it on another person, they transfer something from Paul to that person.
Niba mi mu aso eluju latodo Paul sodo elomina, won gbe kankan lati odo Paul sodo elomina.
So if that could happen,
bi yen ba le sele
positively
fun rere,
then you need to be very, very careful.
Onilo lati kiyesa ara pupo.
Whose clothes you wear?
Aso e to gbawo.
Whose clothes you put on?
Aso e ti o gbawo.
Whose hair
irun eni
you put on your head as attachment?
So somo irun ori ti re.
Although I don't even know why you are attaching anything.
But le je pe ko ye mi idi to fi so irun.
Some such attachments are carried on pleasant attachment from their place of origin to the head of the person.
Omina ninu iru awon irun ti won so po mo run yi o ti pe awon nkan ti o dara latodo eni to o wa ko mo eni to so mo ri bi.
Research has shown
iwadi ti fi won
pe some of the human hair on display in beauty shops.
Pupo ninu awon irun eniyan ti won polowo re lawon shop awon to nta nkan
oge actually originated from the apostles of the negative order.
O wa lati odo awon apostle okukun
and from satanic temples.
Ati awon temple satanic
where some women have offered that air as sacrifice or something.
Ibi ti awon obirin yen ti fi irun na rubo si ohun kan.
How can you be in your country and then a spirit from another nation is on your head?
Bawo lo se ma wa lorilede tire emi buburu kan lati orilede miran a wa wa ni ori re.
Food sacrifice to
God. Oje ti won fi rubo si orisha.
We have to be very, very careful.
Anilo lati kiyesa ara
pupo. A lot of women have changed their destinies forever.
Opolopo obirin lo ti yi ayo mo ara re pada.
When they did not know,
nigba ti o mo,
that the attachment on the head was actually from the corpse.
Pe oyewu yewu to o so mo ri latara oku ni.
And the spirit of the dead.
Emi oku
breast cancer.
Jejere ninu omu
jejere ninu omu that killing that person
to pa eniyan na.
You put it on, you bought it with your money.
Owo re lo fi ra.
You put it on your head.
O wa fi sori re.
So it became part and parcel of
you. O wa di ara re.
Because that thing that attached to your head,
nitori ohun to n so mo ori re,
you eventually mix with your blood.
Bo pe boya yo da po me je re,
enter into your body
as e wonu ara re.
May the Lord deliver us from ignorance.
Oluwa gba wa lowo ibokan.
King Nebuchadnezzar.
Nebuchadnezzar the oba
invaded and conquered Judah.
O yalu Judah, o si segun Judah.
He located the golden vessels that were in the temple.
O shawari awon ifewura to wa nu temple Olorun
and took them to his own kingdom.
O si ko won lo ijoba tire.
60 years later, 60 years later.
Ogota odun leyin yen.
His son who got drunk and went to take those vessels and started drinking wine with it. Suddenly a hand appeared and began to write his death sentence on the wall. Mene mene tekel of
paras.
That was when they realized too late that a spirit had followed those vessels from Judah to their kingdom.
Emi kan ti tele awon ifewo lati Juda wa si lu won.
Although the spirit had been waiting there for 60 years.
O ti le je pe emi ohun ti duro fun ogota adun.
Since they didn't annoy his no problem.
Ati won o mu binu oja.
Was there?
O wa be.
The vessels were dedicated to God.
Awon ife won yen won ti fi jin fun Olorun.
Those spirit followed it to the land of bondage.
Emi na si tele lo ile igbeko.
60 years later.
Leyin ogota adun.
They made a horrible mistake.
Won se asise to buru.
That the Lord had been watching over that dedicated material in that foreign land.
Oluwa ti boju to ohun ton ti asoto fun ni ile ajeji.
The spirit attached to those vessels took so many years to show up.
Emi no so po mo awon ife won yen o gba ni opo odun ko to yoju.
It had been there all the while.
Ibon gbogbo gba o wa be.
This is a very serious situation.
Oro to le ni oro yo.
When you carry something,
gba to ba mo kan,
which carried something,
to gbe nkan kan nu fura re,
applied it,
to wa lo,
it enters into you,
o wa nu re,
and you are now feeding from that evil tip.
O wa jeun latori tabili buburu yen.
I want to stop here.
Mo fe da nu duro bi.
It's a deep topic.
Oro to jin
le. Let me stop here.
Gbe je da
nu. Because we need to pray.
So da nilo lati gbadura.
Serious prayer.
Adura gidigidi.
Not long prayer.
Isa adura to go.
Serious prayer.
Gbadura to lagbara ni.
Number 1. You need to surrender your life to Jesus. You need to get born again. Number two, you need to cast your mind back to your history.
And
what the way you have been feeding on the table of the devil. Number three, you need to repent. If you have been doing any of these things that I'm saying, you need to repent. Total repentance. And this is a very, very serious matter. Total repentance. Because lives have been destroyed. Cleverly. Then
you know,
you need to pray the deliverance prayers we're going to pray now. To charge your body with fire. And to command any food you are eating from any satanic table to come out. Close your eyes and
bow down.
But in case you are here today, and you are not born again, you've not surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very quickly now. Because we don't have time, we want to go and pray. So wherever you are, just rise your feet and run quickly to the altar
here.
Or any of the two altars at the back. Any of the two altars at the back. And whichever place of fellowship you are here, you are
too.
Get up from your seat and go to the altar there. If you have been getting involved in sexual perversion, this is a time for God to deliver you. Find a way to the altar. You have been feeding from the table of darkness. It has polluted your life unconsciously. Find a way to this altar right now. Find a way to the altar right now. Thank you, Jesus.
Show Jesus.
Sophia, the altar, I congratulate you. Taking the most important decision in life. Just say what I'm going to say after me. So, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for this, your children. Lay your hands upon their lives. Anoint them by your power. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Right there where you are, our counselors will discuss with you
and
give you instructions on what to do. The rest of us, while we bow our heads, let's begin to repent before the Lord
and
ask him to forgive us for eating anything from the table of the
Lord.
Wherever you are now,
maybe you ought to abide.
It's time to bring out your prayer letter and rise to your feet and point the prayer letter towards this altar.
No, let the altar see why you prepare.
The ushers are going to collect these prayer letters from you. Before we start the prayer on this message now, just stretch that prayer letter to the altar here.
No, let her do that and see what you prepare.
Father, we thank you.
Baba, I do well.
Because your word says, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established. Your word says, anything we ask in your name, you will do them. These prayer letters,
letter
12 of them,
Mejila,
or less than them, let your glory. Soak this prayer letter in the name of Jesus. Let every prayer request written here become testimonies in the name of Jesus. Cause it to happen, Lord, that there will be mysterious wonders, mysterious breakthroughs, mysterious testimonies. Every point written there, Lord, answer them by fire in the name of Jesus. To you, Father, be the glory. Thank you, Heavenly Father. As you drop this prayer request into the ushering bag, I want to recommend a spiritual wisdom to you. Sow a small seed with it. No matter how small, sow a small seed for it. No matter how small, sow some seed with that in this prayer. Put it in the bag. Put it. As the questions are going about, you may have your seat and let's begin to invite the presence of Jesus to our lives. As you drop this offering and the prayer request, let's rise to our feet now. If you have not dropped your prayer request and your offering, please do so with the ushers before you go. Now with a loud voice, shout this song loud and clear. Before you go into these prayers now, sing this song loud and clear. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I plead, have love of Jesus. I plead, have love. Sing it loud and clear.
I plead,
this is a serious situation. Only God knows what anyone has consumed. Only God knows the kind of concussion that some people drank and is now part of their body. Only God knows the kind of food that anyone has eaten that has now mixed into the concrete of their lives. They need to be extracted and thrown out. Can you shout this loud and clear? Poison in my body! From the table of the devil, come out now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree. Jesus' name we pray. I'm going to cancel now. Smite that stomach. One. See what is happening. See. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. It's coming out. Anything I've eaten or swallowed. That is contesting for my destiny. Can I hear you shouting this? Death! In the name of Jesus. Anything that I've eaten and swallowed, that is contesting for my destiny. Death! In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Holy Ghost, fire! Purge my life. Can you say that again? Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Shout it again. Shout it louder. Shout it again! Before you go to bed tonight, spend a quality 15 minutes on that single prayer point. Lay your hands on your stomach. Holy Ghost fire, purge my life. Holy Ghost fire, purge my life. Holy Ghost fire. Put your clock before you untie it. 50 minutes. If you feel dizzy praying it, sit down and pray it while sitting. If you feel like vomiting, vomit. If you feel like going to the toilet, go to the toilet. Come back and continue until it is 15 minutes. But before you go from here, can you pray that prayer with fire and with power now? Holy Ghost fire! Purge my life! In the name of Jesus! Thank you, Jesus. Everything I've eaten and swallowed, working against my destiny, let your fire push them out. In Jesus' name we pray. Don't forget, next Palm Sunday is first fruit offering service. And we continue these prayers then. But meanwhile, spend 15 minutes on that prayer at home. Last thing before you go to bed. The Lord blesses you from Zion. Make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. You shall go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. No weapon formed against your life shall prosper. This year will be a year of signs and wonders for you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And let us share the grace in fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. 21 thunderous hallelujah.